I'm going to start this morning, though, by talking to Kerry Independent. Start this hour, I should say, this morning, by speaking to Kerry Independent Alliance Councillor John O'Donoghue. John, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Morning to your listeners.
Now, we're going to talk about the issue of egg throwing that came up on the programme, the issue in Ballyspillane last week, and something you've raised before, I know. But I want to talk to you, first of all. You're a member of the Kerry, the HSE South Forum, I should say, as part of your job as a councillor for Kerry. A lot of reaction to the terrible story, really, of the death of Vivian Murphy, the 10-year-old girl who died in 2019. Her parents coming out over the weekend giving several interviews where they were critical of the lack of ICU facilities outside of the capital. Something clearly needs to be done here out of this terribly tragic case.
Yes, Jerry, absolutely. And first of all, my condolences to the Murphy family. It is a terrible story. I suppose with the story, there is an awful lot about it that doesn't really add up. I suppose the fact that she couldn't be treated in Cork because there isn't a paediatric care unit for after the surgery. Cork would be considered the main medical centre of excellence in the southern region.
Yes, so, our centre of excellence. Yeah. That's where you go for complex cases.
Absolutely. So to hear that there is no such a unit in place and that you have to travel to Dublin is, it's not acceptable, really, Jerry. It could have been, in this case, possibly the difference between this young girl being with us today and not being with us. So it is something that will be brought up at our next meeting for sure. I will be bringing it up with them, that it seems bizarre, to be quite honest, that you would have a centre of excellence for such a large geographical area and indeed such a large population when you take the large towns in Cork City into account.
And they have planning permission for it, but it's a question of getting funding and getting on with it and getting it in place.
Yeah, and
we're told no.
I suppose it's an issue that raises its head all of the time with the HSE. No matter how much money it gets, it never seems to have enough and always seems to need more. But I would be pushing at our next meeting very strongly that the government is, we've all seen in the papers about the excess tax returns, mainly from the corporate tax returns that the government is receiving at the moment, that I do think, while I appreciate the need, the government say they will probably need to put it away for a rainy day, I do feel that something like this is something that is so urgent that some of the funding could possibly be diverted into this. And if one good thing was to come out of this very, very sad story, and my heart really goes out to the family involved, but if one good thing was to come out of it, it is raising awareness about strep A and its symptoms, and also it might be the catalyst to get things moving for a paediatric care unit after surgery.
Yeah. And again, alongside that, in the meantime, this talk of an ambulance, having to wait for an ambulance to drive, is there another way, a quicker way to get people from here to there in the instance? And this isn't an isolated case. That doesn't happen a lot, but when it does happen, you need fast transfer.
Absolutely. And I suppose the solution to that is, we're all very aware of how stretched the ambulance service is, so the solution to that is most likely having more ambulances at hand, and particularly I think for a county like Kerry, more community ambulances even that could be based in rural areas. It's something that we campaign very hard for, that if you're down at the far side of Kerry in Tussist or somewhere like that and you have to wait for an ambulance to get down to you, you are losing precious time, and it can make the difference in a lot of instances, Jerry, not just in terms of fatalities or not, but just in terms of how serious, and then that will obviously affect your recuperation, your convalescence afterwards. So it is something that really needs to be looked at and is something that we campaign very hard for.
Does there need to be an inquiry into this? There's the issue, of course, of the three GPs, and I don't want to focus at all on them saying it was their fault, because it can be a very difficult thing to spot in the early stages, similar to other strep infections, a viral infection, all three of them agreeing that this was a viral infection rather than what it turned out to be strep A.
I suppose it is very difficult to comment on an individual case. I do appreciate the fact that if you present at the doctor with a rash, it could be any one of a thousand different reasons, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I do feel that perhaps the HSE haven't come out and said that they're going to launch an inquiry into this specific case. I certainly think there would need to be some sort of inquiry or review into their practices in general around paediatric care in CUH, at the very least, if not taking the ultimate step of having a direct inquiry into this case.
Yeah, yeah, and that is the issue. That is the concern, I suppose, that you would have in relation to I suppose, what needs to be done and what needs to be done. Whatever needs to be done here, John, it needs to be done quickly, I'd imagine.
It does, absolutely. And I suppose the main reason for the inquiry would be to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again and that a family never has to endure something like this again. I'm like that, and that is why speed is of the essence, because you don't know when a similar type case will present again. And if there is a review and if practices could be altered or improved or more services, which is actually what is the at the crux of the issue here, if more services could be provided, they could prove the difference for the next family. And that is what is vital in this instance.
Yeah, yeah, certainly is. John, moving on to that other issue we were talking about from this morning, from last week indeed, we had the story on Kerry Today of Juliet Cullerty, who was driving on the park road when an egg was thrown from the direction of the Ballyspillane estate at her car. In shock, she swerved, said it was very lucky that there was no car in the opposite direction, otherwise there would have been a crash. This has been an issue before, a number of incidents reported in the same area over a number of days, and it's something you've raised in the past.
It is, Gerry. I suppose people living in the area and people who have to drive past the area, it is something that they've raised with them before, that it crops up from time to time where when they're driving past, stones or eggs seem to be the two objects of choice are thrown at cars. And when these missiles hit your car, obviously a stone can break your window. I know somebody personally who has had their window smashed when they were walking past, or an egg when it hits your windscreen, it obviously explodes all over it. You can't see. The immediate reaction is to stamp on the brakes. The minute you stamp on the brakes, you're going to swerve across the road. And while these acts are being carried out by a minority, Gerry, I'm like, this is not... Ballyspillane is a very, very fine estate and full of very fine people. These are, I won't quite say, isolated incidents. They're not uncommon, but it's not something that's happening all of the time. But it does occur from time to time, and particularly at different times of the year. And I suppose it is just a matter of time before somebody gets seriously injured with a car swerving across the road. I mean, you have a football club just up the road where you have children walking and cycling up the road to it, and to have stuff like this going on it's absolutely ludicrous. And I suppose the only reason that there hasn't been, while there has been damage done to cars and cars swerving across the road and lots of near misses, I suppose the only reason that there hasn't been a serious accident where somebody has been seriously injured or perhaps even killed is because it's within a 50 kilometre zone, so cars just luckily aren't going that quickly.
Yeah.
But this is, if you have a car coming down, Gerry, doing 50 kilometres an hour, and a car going up doing 50 kilometres an hour, and one of them swerves across the road into the other one, that's at the point of impact, that's 100 kilometres, which can do serious damage. So this is, it's something that needs to stop. And I brought it before the council last year, and they agreed to, rather than remove the trees, cut the lower limbs of the trees, the lower line.
What is the issue with the trees?
With the trees, I suppose they're being used as a subterfuge for these
the launching
people.
Exactly. Of these
and it is quite young children that are at it. And I would stress again that it is an extreme minority who are basically giving the area a bad name. It is, and they're hiding behind the trees and cutting the lower limbs of the trees. Obviously, it makes it more difficult to conceal yourself. So the problem had died down an awful lot since then, but it has raised its head again in recent weeks. So it's not good enough, Gerry, really, and something has to be done about it.
Does it need to go to the situation where the trees are removed?
And it does, Gerry, I think, very regrettably. Anyone who follows my life in the council will know that cutting down trees is something that is not very high up in my agenda, quite the opposite, in fact.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in this instance, and it is a huge shame, but it looks like the trees are going to have to be removed. Now, fortunately, there is a very progressive environmental department in the Kerry County Council, and we've two very forward-thinking engineers in Killarney who will always see the bigger picture. And they have said that rather than removing the trees, rather than just simply looking at it like that, what they're going to do is replace the trees with trees that might be more suitable for the area. They will be further enough of the road and they won't be quite as big, so they won't take over, they won't provide as much opportunity for concealment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Yeah, that is the case, all right. Caller's car was egged at the Ballyspillane roundabout. They got an awful fright. But honestly, what's the point of complaining? What will actually happen to the juveniles involved if they are caught? Well, look, I don't know, John, is it about punishment here, or is it about just preventing this from happening in the first place?
Well, I suppose it is about trying to prevent this, because the individuals involved would appear to be young children, so obviously the punishment... There is no punishment as such, or very, yeah, very little. As regards, a lot of people have said to me, why aren't the guards doing anything about this? But I've spoken to the guards about this on numerous occasions, and to be fair to them, when I contact them, they're immediately up in the estate and they'll check it out. But the reality is, they can't park up there at the side of the road as you head up towards Tierna Bowl 24/7.
Yeah.
They're very, very busy. So it is almost impossible to police, to be quite honest. And like I said, it's about preventing it from happening again. Like I said, it is an extreme minority of individuals involved. Ballysplan, yeah, is, like I said, a very fine estate, full of very fine people. I'm often up there myself helping people with different things. And it is just a shame, because there are a very small minority of children giving everybody a bad name.
Yeah, that's for sure. Look, another listener, Barry Spillane, this carry-on's going on too long. Get the trees cut back. It'll definitely help the situation. I'm going to make it easier to identify the culprits and hopefully from that probably better or maybe, you know, prevent the situation in the first place if there's no cover there.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that when I raised this before, I suppose it created quite a bit of discussion around Killarney. I was contacted by an awful lot of people who... Some were very much in favour. The majority, almost all were, everybody was in favour of this, was in agreement that this behaviour needed to stop. Almost all were in favour of the trees being cut back some bit to try to reduce it. I also had people contacting me saying that this sort of antisocial behaviour stems from a lack of facilities for the children in the area, and that they're bored, and that's the reason why this sort of behaviour is occurring. But to be quite honest, Gerry, I think that the whole issue of this antisocial behaviour occurring because of there not being adequate facilities in the area, I accept that, and it could be a discussion that, it probably is a discussion that Kerry County Council needs to have with residents of the place. But to suggest that it is an excuse to say that because somebody's bored, they can go out throwing stones or eggs at cars that are driving past, I just absolutely reject that full stop.
Yeah.
As a child myself, I'm sure I was often bored, although growing up on a farm, there probably, if you ever gave the appearance of being bored, you would be given something
job.
Exactly,
yeah,
to occupy your time. But even at any time, if I was bored, it never once crossed my mind to go throwing a stone or an egg at a car that's passing on a main road. And it is not an excuse. This behaviour is inexcusable, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Okay, John, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme about that. That's Kerry Independent Lions Councillor John O'Donoghue.